Simon Kufnan test. Last time we spoke about in terms of the halachas, in terms of there's a din kli by the tzedayim, which came a good, has a hole, a crack. We mentioned last time in terms of the shayla, we get using the faucet, right? It's a common shayla. You don't have, somebody doesn't have a cup, you want to use the faucet. So anyone's able to go and use a faucet for the tzedayim. So we mentioned from Shemazam and others that they say that in order to be a kli, it has to be something, it has to be something which has the same kli. Now, something which is mechuber lekarka that doesn't have a same kli. And even though there's discussion about certain kelim which maybe attached to the karka, but something the whole chefza is made to be made mechuber lekarka, and that's how it's made to be. So therefore, it never gets a same kli. So therefore, the mice using a faucet would not be good because it doesn't have same kli because it's mechuber lekarka. Yeah, now there's a lacha that has to be koich noisen. You have to have a koich gavra involved in the tzedayim. That's why the mechaber brings down in sif tests. If chavis, which has water and is on his like menichal pirkav, not doing the tzedayim. If it's mutibar, it's my makach mimen. If it's like the water spilling out, so loyos lay tefila. It's not going to be considered loyos lay tefila. Why? Because over there it's just on the side and it's just coming out. Therefore, it's not considered. It's not considered mekayich noisin, and therefore it's a problem. So what do you have to do? What you have to do is you have to every shvicha is shvicha. He says if there's a barz, there's a neck of a seisimit, and you take it out, that's considered kayach gavra. If you hold in the water and you like, move it, that's considered kayach gavra. He says every single shvicha is shvicha. You have to go ahead. You have to go ahead and do it. Yeah. Now, so if yud, he has a case. You have a chavis. You pour it to the side. And the water is like pouring out the whole day, so that works. So yes, why is it different than sif test? So we say you have to do every single shvicha. So he says the difference is that sif test is a kayak gav is only in the kilch rishon because and that's if you have to do every shvicha because they didn't do a mice and a gavamayim. He just took away hasas amin age, took away the thing which was holding it in, and therefore that's the reason why. Mashenkin over here, we do a mice and a gavah dover. So that's considered that comes with kayak gav, and therefore. Therefore, that's the way. Then, that's considered kumchay gavra, and that's the mitzvah of tests and sefer. Fine. The mechaber says that in sefer aleph. Kavis and Sifya Alpha Kukshan the Dimani Daim, everyone's kasha to do Tisadaim. Even Khirish, Shaita, Kata, and Goy needs this. Who isn't a gay? The gay is somebody an older person, can't take care of himself. So you have maybe his wife washing him, Tisadaim, or you have a Goisha person taking care of him. So the Mechaber brings down Be'etzem, it's okay. Even though Klape Truma were Machmer, because the time of the mind b'masa, need the midraisa, the one chamagarza leim. The tiluchulim legazu. Even though kapi midraisa, even though truma, there's one big thing. Even though it's padding after truma, but kapi chulim they weren't gazu, and therefore it's okay. Another svar is because anyhow all tami mesim, anyhow all the minds to tameim because all tami mesim. Therefore, doesn't really help. Imachmer no nachatoma. It's really tami, so you know. It's not going to help. Then he brings down the Chazal Chaim Kolkim the Chilat of Yizosh. He tells you Ma'amelayim brings the Magen Avram Graz Der Chaim LaMeisa Der Chishish, and you have to go ahead and be Machmir, and one should go ahead and be Machmir. The Chazanish and Chafkim Lachas. Yeah. Chazanish and Chafkim Lachas. It's chelik. He just says like the mice ain't mokum hachmer b'zeh because he says the mice all time he makes them and you know doesn't really make a difference, and he argues on the chila of the mishnah berurah because where's in the gay in that case in the gay is somebody who is a chila and needs somebody to wash him, so the mishnah berurah is in the chila it should not be done by nida or should be done by goy, and but you know the ikra din the mice is that it's okay. So if he comes down the chila chaven and noitel and tila hamachshar is the chila. So this machlekes Rashi and Rav, do you need kavana? By is a special din you have to have kavana. You have to have kavana over here. So he says he brings down. He's mice of the Rashi says beferish you need kavana. He brings raya's that. As the Gemara says chulin, the Gemara says chulin doesn't need kavana. That's what Gemara says. Truma needs kavana. someone to say from whoever raya the chulin doesn't kavanah, then if you have to go on and do it. The Rashi says no chulin means the gias chulin. It's not talking about washing for chulin. And the Rashi goes about the gani kavanah when it comes to washing your hands. And, yeah. So Mechaber Paskins. Mechaber Paskins lechachila. You have noitel letila. Hamachshas lechila. You should have kavanah. What does it mean lechachila? He says he brings down the Magen Avraham's machmer even b'diavad. The goyin holds that's going to be kosher. Rav Yishayim b'diavad vadi yesh laki yonam any other water. But if you have other water, you should go in and wash again. And it's saying wash. He did not have kavana. Psak m'shabariz. Wash again. If he didn't have kavana, do you do it with a bracha, without a bracha? So that he brings down from in the beralacha. That lemais yisa toiv. To time your hands in order to be chayv netila and to go in and make a bracha. Yes, toiv kilo. But then those rechish is very stark for this shita. You have to have kavan for netila, and if you didn't have netila, you have to go ahead and do it again. Now the shaila is that the guy who's make all the only netila. The gun is Mekel, so that's going to be okay. So Shaila is, why is it going to Mekel? The gun is on Mitzvah Kavana, Ben Dreisa. The Machlok is Mitzvah Kavana, Dreisa, Darbanans. The gun is on the opinion very stark, Mitzvah Kavana, even on Darbanans. So why over here is he being Mekel? So he said, Shaila is that the Gemara brings a nida to top of like kavana, right? So I push the nida into the water. So the Gemara comes out that the Gemara brings on the side that it's going to be good. Why is it good? Even though you don't have kavana, because lemaisa yitar, you went to the mikvah. So same thing over here. Even though maybe you didn't have kavana, but lemaisa your hands are tar. So, and therefore he says that it's a mikasha, your hands are tar. So. But al kapanim, so the psak of Mishabur is lemaisa is that he's very very stark in the kavana. And he said, if you didn't have kavanah, you should go ahead and do it again.
Talking about the first time you made a bracha, right?
Yeah, you made a bracha the first time.
And he should still himself tummy and make another bracha?
Yeah. Now, the beginning of the first time is an interesting thing, that there's a cloud normally, we say stam l'shma, right? We have this issue for every mitzvah kavanah. Those who remember Sima Samach, that mitzvah kavanah is not given to Raisa, the opponent is a suffix, so Avali pushes to have kavanah and everything. If you don't have kavanah, the answer is more chadam right. So it's like a stam l'shmaza. That's why you're doing it. It's mucham mitoriched. That's why you're doing it. So therefore, that's like ilo blives a kavanah. It's like a shkidus carbon. Mucham, why you're doing a shkidus carbon? So to be if mucham, that's what you're doing for it. Therefore, it's going to be okay. Therefore, the shaila is when it comes to Yisidayim, do you have that svar also? Maybe I'm just washing my hands. That's a normal thing. Oh, so Shem Zama says, if I normally don't wash the kli when I go to the bathroom or for other things, and now I'm washing with a kli, so then we see in the Maisa, it's considered that there is considered kavana. But if you always wash with a kli, then we don't see in the Maisa you're washing with a tila, maybe washing your hands because you went to the bathroom, we wash your hands for this. Then you wouldn't have the Sama L'Shma. L'Chayro. Fine. So I come to my father, he wants to have Kavana. And wants to make sure they have Kavana. Fine. Now they get into a little bit of being toivel. So you're in a Bina's man trip. You don't have any kalim over there, and this is and we don't have any spare water, or you don't have water, and you're passing by an ocean, or you're passing by a river, a lake. So Mechaber brings down a toivel yodav meimayin. If it's meimayin, even though it's not 40 saw, also by tefila, that if you have water, which is mayin, so therefore that's going to work, and if it's even less than 40 saw. If it's not me, Mayan, if it's just a make shamim, say as a suffix, but it makes. It looks like this that a mikvah is not a tarp zechin, regular mikvah, a men's mikvah, a ladies' mikvah, like a men's mikvah is more of a shayla. But a mikvah, the water, the halach is, the water has to be stationary, it can't be zechlin. If there's like a leak, water coming, if there's a leak, stay out. The v'chaim, is not even water coming into the mikvah. I was thinking last week, I went to the mikvah. And they're filling up the mikvah with the water. Such as I said, whatever. No.
But water from other people bouncing up and down the
Chinese. Yeah, it's not so mikvah is not Matar Bazaichlin, but Mayan, like a natural water source, like that's Mikshama, a natural water source like or ocean or river, that's Matar Bazaichlin. Chabad has a suffix by Megashamim when it rains, which is Zeichlin, that's what he saw, has a suffix. Do you say that Megashamim normally is not Betarba Zeichlin? Because it's not a natural water source that's coming from Shemayim. It's not a source from the ground. There, when it comes to other halachas, it's not Betarba Zeichlin. Chabad over here has a suffix. Do you say that? Since we're a Torah, it's possible to be a Kalim, therefore you have to be Machmer, or you say no, it's only the Darbanan over here, therefore we're not going to be Machmer. But Kopanim, they get to us, because if you're in an ocean, you want to do Tfilas Yedayim, you're in a natural water source, you go in and do Tfilas Yedayim.
The ocean isn't
another mic? The ocean, yeah, it's a natural water source, I'm saying. Now, if somebody's Matful Yadav, so Shaz, what bracha do you make? So Chabi says you make a bracha, any bracha, al Tfilas Yedayim, al Tfilas Yedayim. Ramad says, the Mechaber says to make bracha on the tefillah sidayim. Rama says no, you do a tefillah sidayim, a shtifa sidayim. The Ma'aseh not doing the tefillah. If you do shtifa, or you do tefillah sidayim. Chenikar. Mishur brings in the chenim hold the ikar is like the pesach Mechaber. They do on the tefillah sidayim, but if it's water which is not kosher for the tefillah, so then it says over there you can't make a bracha on tefillah sidayim because it's not kosher for the tefillah, and over there you do a tefillah sidayim. That's the Pesach HaMishnah. So it's water which is kosher for Netila, you do Netilas Yedayim. It's water which is not kosher for Netila, then you're going to be in Netilas Yedayim. The Chazon Ish, Achav Kamei Gimel, is Chaylak. You always make Rokha Netilas Yedayim, because even though the Maim is not really Netila, the Maim, so by being travel the your hands in the water, and that became it's Netilas Yedayim.
That's the whole time, not to make it. I was wondering, it's like it's not Mestira.
The what?
The taina not to make netila is because they were atu, the lashon mentioned atu tevila tikkun netila.
Netila tikkun, right?
So bchal, what are you getting here,
right? Right, that's a chesed taina. He's saying like the whole thing is you make mitzvah netila sidaim. So he says, it's chay like I think the middle guy is like the chesed nish. I'm saying that big around that. I mean, it's not so common, but yeah. Now it's brought down when you tub your hands in the water and you're doing trips. The chay brings down that hamafi yada bin tzarach shtei pamim v'leinigav like v'yada v'yoni nigav. You don't have to pick up your hands. Why do you need to go? Because this is Ayn Soy Sim Kuf Neches with Mishnah Berurah. So what does it say over there? Over there is Kuf Neches Mem Vav. State that he says that if the water is out, the reason we have to be tough your hands is because of the Mayim Tamei. So then over here is the Mayim Tamei. If the reason why is because of Mios, so he says that since Tefillas Yedayim is King Tayyid Raisa, so Tefillas Agaf, and they're only Negev, so Tefillas Yedayim also they weren't Mesaka Negev. Then he brings down that the Mungar brings down if it Daita Kotza Alav, the Mice of Mamash makes it's Moyus to you, and something which it's disgusting for the person. So then he says, Bechay Gamna, he says that maybe it's Kedai to do it. If it's Moyus Alach, then it's Kedai to do it. He says, Bekaron, you don't need it. Because it's a king deraisa, and also because no mayim toim, he says that if the mayim is mayis, then he says that it brings among the ram that situation one should go ahead and do it. The chazan is a chafei yod. He's kind of like he has hold of him pshat in the Tesefta, and he says no room. It's makara, and he says even by when you do tefillas yedayim, he says that you can't hear. You're not allowed to eat with the hands which are dirty, and he's mechayiv to go ahead and do it to dry your hands. Okay, let's talk of the kas. Kuvin Tess discusses Kuvin Tess discusses in terms of mayim, which mayim is possible for netiva. So where's the negay? It's pretty very negay. You come to the sink, and there's a kli filled up. The water. So you don't know, was that water like maybe used to wash dishes and fell in, and maybe it was used for other things. And the shayla is can you use it or not? So first we have to discuss what type of color of water to be. Mayim, which change the colors, is going to be small. It might change colors, and it's going to be possible. Shua brings down that the Maisa, the Rambam, doesn't bring up the Psalm Stam Machus El Machus Atzmon. That Machus Atzmon is not going to be a problem. And that Mishpah wants to say that we'll make off as Shana Machus Atzmon, then we're going to be make off. Now, what's possible if something falls into it and changes the color? It's gonna be possible. Let's say it falls into it something like pebbles or something which changes the color because the other things inside of it, but it doesn't really become part of the mortar. Chazan says you saw it in Chav Beis Tes. The only time it becomes possible if it changes the water. There's nicker in the water, and that's why the color is different color, but it doesn't come like a tseva, like comes part of the water. It comes more in the water, and therefore it comes possible. There's something else, which is a dover if they ask me in the water, he says that's not going to pass it because it doesn't come with the water, and therefore it's not going to pass it. So very common shayla is when you wash your hands, a lot of times you notice like the color is different. Why we start the water coming out? Sometimes it has like sometimes it's brown, sometimes it's like very white, right? When you fill it up, right? When the water coming down. So the shayla is what's gonna be the halakha. So the Olatzion of Yambe's Yud Aleph at the end, he says that it's not a problem, and also the Eben Yisrael also brings down the Zayin Yilav. They both say the reason why they're being from Shaman and Shaman of Yashav. Basically, they want to say is that the reason why it's like getting that color is it's not a real Shini Mara. It's just because of the like lachats of that whitish color just from the lachats of the water coming together. Therefore, they say it's not a problem. And as Mechazitzik wants to say, it's telling the reasons. If the reason why Mishabur is Mekel, because it's going to go back to the same color, it's going to darken Lotzol, therefore it's okay. Even though it's white, but Lamaisa is going to be okay. If the Mishabur says the reason why it's going to be okay, because it's Derech Mayim Kachi, that's the normal way water goes. Mashtani Alfa Vitet, Zarbatech, it's not going to change matter. Why? Either Derech Gila Mayimi, Alfa Vitet is the normal way. Also, it's going to change back. That's what Mishpah writes. So Mechazitzik writes it. The water coming out of the tap, if it's going to be going to change back, that's true. If it's Derek Elamah, Kachi didn't think that's correct.
That water is going to change back. If you go ahead and put on the tap and you fill up before you have the cup, it's going to change from brown to white? Or the water, think, the Hemshachah?
Not the white. We're talking about now, there's a certain like whitish, it's like a very, very white. You're talking about like a very whitish, you know what I'm talking about?
I think, you know, like when you first turn it on.
Not the brown. The one that was white. So that, if it's going to change, it's going to change. If the vart is, because there's a dark, the only thing that's not true. The other place can just say that it's really nothing. I would see on the Riyash of Shemazam, they say it's really nothing. So it's just the pressure of the thing. It's just Chazus Baalmi, it's not really changing. And therefore, they want to say that's going to be kasher. Fine. Now, mind what you do, malacha, that's passes. What's considered malacha? So obviously, if you wash dishes, that's going to pass it. If you soaked pita, so the Shannon place, let's say water, which was ice, this happens, like there's no water, right? Your water is broken, we have ice. So you can take ice, melt the ice, and you go in and or you have ice, you put ice into something, and then afterwards you want to use the ice for something else. Is the cooling of the ice, is that considered a malacha or not? So Stipe has a piece over there in Brachas, Brachas Lamed, as of course back and forth, him or Vyashev. You might say two svaras why maybe ice, which melted, even though you used it already, that's not called the malacha. He says that, this one says two stories. The one says Panachas Balakan. One says now it's a whole different thing. And Shishtan is Pakashem Shuvim Menu. So just like by Shuvim, we say that you can change it. It's not called Shuvim Menu. So over here, it's Paka the Malacha and it's Panachas Balakan, and therefore it's not called Malacha.
What's
Lamed in this one. Another story I wanted to say that the karach is not considered a mavacha. Cooling something off is, it's getting cold because you're getting off, because it gives off heat, it gives off cold. That's not called a din mavacha. Somebody is being nana from it. That's not considered. He said, "Atumayim chamim." A person, let's say it's very hot. You put your hands on the water to like that's considered mavacha. Put your hands, right? You have hot water, you put your hands on it to warm up. So it's not considered a malach in the water. That's considered, you do anything in the mayim, you're nana from the heat or the cold which gives off.
Only like you took ice cubes and put it on his forehead, he's hot.
What do you say?
Only like you took ice cubes and put it on his forehead.
Yeah.
So why is that different than tzidin asayayim?
Because he's saying there the water is being tzidin asayayim. Over here, all you're doing is you're being nana, you're not doing a malacha with the water, it's you're being nana from it. One thing is you use the water to be to whatever. Here, the water gives off heat, it gives off cold. So it gives off cold. So I mean, nana from that cold. That's not a malacha. If the water is a malacha, it's the cold coming out of it. That's a person's being nana from it. Therefore, he says that. Therefore, he's noted to say, Lamai said that would not be considered. He said, Riyasha would remember what that's for. That would not be considered a malacha. Now, Benigay was considered malacha. So there are a couple of different cases, and they got to consider malacha. There's one case. It's brought down, they've put fish inside of it, right? Unless it's like a dog and chayim shleim musu. Put it in fish, it shouldn't die. That's mishpah brings down, that's not called a malacha, because it's in my plate on some, like shown us some. It's not called that the water is doing something, and that just keeping status quo, therefore it's not going to be a problem. If you, the other extreme is, for example, you wash can with it, that's considered a malacha. And it's like this. Let's say you soaked vegetables, so it shouldn't dry out. So he says, Magavan brings down, that's considered a malacha. He says, V'yesh, makilim b'di'avid. Some people make a b'di'avid. And he says, if you have other water, let me say, he would recommend and prefer that you should go ahead and you should go ahead and wash again. So bring it over here. Let's see, put your dalaminum in water. What's that?
You put your dalaminum in water, that's the same case,
huh? Yeah, that's similar to that. So going to my grandma be a problem, you should go with the heaven. Let's say the Ben Shkaibing, then you put water in flowers.
It's like the same thing.
It's the same thing. It's like he says, "Pasul on the tila k'sinim malacha," because it would have dried out and you put it in the water, so it's been mashpichet so much. And this is different than being yain lishmar sinase. There, it just keeps status quo. Over here, also does something, and it's like the Iraqis. And therefore, this tikkun. Therefore, it's going to do okay. Now, the Chazanish is chilek on this whole. It's chiluk on a lot of these cases, and he says that there's not so much of a makar nema to say that if somebody just keeps something status quo, that's not considered malacha. So the case of the fish, he's maskim, because that's not called malacha at all. What do you do? Not malacha. It's just the fish is in the water, like makaret, like it's not dying. It's no malacha. Done with it. But so in that case, you'd agree, but something which was past becoming malacha, even though it's going to be status quo, to keep it status quo, he says no, really, makar nema to such a thing. And I want to be machmir on that.
Why is it different than fish?
Now, let's say in the case of the yayin, it's saying, you put it in the water. In order, it shouldn't get warmed up, right? So you're doing a malacha with the water, you're doing a pool with the water, and you just keep a status quo. So the fish, there's no malacha happening. What happened to the malacha? I put the fish into the water. So like, ma malacha po, the fish is living in the water. So like, well, it's not quite did a malacha or anything. I just kept it, it's not no malacha going on. The fish is living in the water. I put the water into the yain in order to keep it I did a malach with the water. I did a pula with the water. Fish and water is not a pula. It's just living there. It's not. I think it was lamb. Yeah, the chazus. Yeah, he says he put it in order to shemi yischamu. That's the chazus must be chelik. He says I. The mishmur says only be shemer. It's not no major makar to such a vart, and no major makar to such a vart. Like on the water which you wash the dishes, that's out. So you know, yeah, or something, wash your hands with it, that's out. Therefore, a lot of times the cup is full of water which you wash your hands with, or something like that. That lemaisa, that's going to be a problem, because lemaisa, that is an issue, because that's my which is the malacha. We have to discuss next week. We've seen some base. What's the malacha? It's going to be suffic. You know, you're not sure. So now we're going to see a child that gets the like a child that kind of suffic the brand kula. Is that like a chila? Is it not a chila? I guess we'll have to be mamshech.
Is it right, good water? Is it water that was done malacha?